free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald, and I am here at WCBH Studios, courtesy of Rumblespoon Productions, or I'm at Rumblespoon Production Studio, courtesy of WCBH Studios. Take your pick. It's fine. But I'm here with Mr. Kevin Green. Kevin, thank you for joining.
You are very, very welcome. I'm so proud and so happy to once again be here with you all.
Oh, ain't that sweet? It's so sweet. We have a special guest. We have one, Dominic. Dominic, thank you for joining.
What's up, guys?
You know,
hello, fans. We have fans, right?
Yes,
sure
we got fans. Okay,
we got a few. Dominic is very enthusiastic. Is this your first podcast, Dominic?
Oh yeah,
it's his first podcast,
and he is the youngest co-host we've ever had on the show.
Officially, yeah.
Officially,
yeah. You guys are old, dude.
Yes, we are old.
We are older.
He's actually our first like Gen Alpha, I think.
I'm not Gen Alpha. I'm Gen Z.
Yeah. Well, barely. You're barely Gen Z.
Gen Alpha is 2012. I'm 2008.
Okay. There
Gen
we go.
Poop, right? Is it Gen Poopy?
No, not Gen Poopy.
Not Gen Poopy.
Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Za. Gen Zeta.
Gen Zed.
Gen Z.
Z.
Gen Z.
Z. Like for just sleeping. 4Z.
Z, 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 Z. Like that guy the other day talking about Gen Z's lazy. Just ranting about it.
Oh, yeah. Ranting about it. They look at home. They like cats. It's like, what?
Like, okay.
I mean, it's amazing. We have our first co-host who was born in the 21st century. He knows nothing about the 19 anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I know plenty.
I
didn't live it.
You didn't live it. You didn't go through like having to pull the cord to the phone into like the bedroom or the bathroom to close the door so your parents couldn't listen in on your conversation.
Or cordless phones in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't understand analog video games.
Your parents your mom can't pick up another phone and like listen to your conversation. You know what I mean? Like,
I've seen that in like TV shows and movies where they would like listen in.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Anyway, pardon my French. Well, we're gonna be talking about why DC fucks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Profanity. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. We did that here.
Yeah, we can't.
Why are we speaking of DC comics as such a profane matter?
Oh, because
manner.
DC does fuck. DC's pretty great. Fucks. Okay, so we've got the Superman movie coming up, right?
That's right. We do.
Yeah, we've got James Gunn,
Jimmy Gunn,
ushering in the DC universe. Marvel fucked up. They fucked up letting him, like,
they shit the bed.
Firing him.
Yeah.
But they brought him back for Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, they brought him back. Quotation fingers right here, buddy. They brought him back. He only went back because are you dying? They only wanted to bring him back because they wanted him to finish it off. And the only reason why he came back is because he wanted to finish off his.
So they fired him that he didn't just move on?
No, they fired him.
Why?
You're too young to remember this.
Right.
There is some very, shall we say,
poor costume choices.
Questionable tweets that he did in his past, and it had to do with, pedophilia too, a little bit?
Something,
James Gunn?
Around.
Yeah.
Lightly, but.
Joke. You're making jokes. Very inappropriate.
Like, right, I guess. But, you know, like, shitty.
And during that time
during
period.
During that time, everybody was doing it.
And during that time period, the Me Too
like
movement.
Like 15 years ago, then.
It doesn't matter. Unfortunately, during that time period with the Me Too movement, everything, like, people are searching.
DC's very PC.
People are searching for people's stuff. Like, I remember, good Lord, was Kevin Hart. Remember how he just left the Oscars? He was supposed to be Oscar host because they found some old tweet. He was making a joke about if his son was ever gay, and people got mad about it. So he got pushed out, basically. He's like, all right.
He was like, all right, I'm leaving. I don't need this anyway.
And that's why, that was it. That's why I had like three co-hosts that year or something like that.
Yeah.
So people are getting overly sensitive about it.
But anyway, moving on past that, it's okay. So he then took over for DC. And he did
the Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad Creature Commandos.
Which was great. Suicide Squad movie was great. Everybody loved it.
I did
it.
Didn't do well.
Fuck yourself. But everybody that, they were like, didn't this movie already come out? Because they didn't call it Suicide Squad 2 or anything.
No.
They just called it the same goddamn title.
Right.
So it was like very confusing for a lot of people that don't know. I knew it was going to be great. It was great.
It was good.
And it gave us John Cena as the Pacemaker.
Pacemaker.
Which was great. Great move.
Well, you're getting there, buddy. The Pacemaker, John Cena. And so then they did the TV series.
Which
is
awesome.
HBO Max.
Also great.
By the way, season 2 is coming.
Season 2.
This year, right? Like May?
August.
August.
Yeah. So the Peacemaker series did really well. And then they're like, okay, well, James, let's just have you do everything. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. So then he started writing a Superman script. And in the meantime, started doing the script for Creature Commandos, busted that out. He literally, it's the easiest thing for him to do is an animated series like that, because mm-hmm. he doesn't have to really direct it. He's just like telling them what he would like. But he doesn't have to be there. You know what I mean? Yeah. They have to animate it and then they show him and then he's like, yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
And then moving on. So he's able to do multiple projects this way. So now he's done Peacemaker. Now he's done Superman. Now he's done Creature Commandos. Now he's done Suicide Squad. And he's moving forward into Supergirl next.
Oh, yeah.
Which is insane. That, like, that's
have you seen the costume for it? It just got like leaked. Yeah. It looks really good.
It does.
The actor, sure, though, she's a little weird looking.
Yeah, it's all right. She'll grow into it.
Yeah. Right? Maybe. I hope so. I don't know. Yeah. She's just got like a really unique face.
She does.
It like
is it, yeah.
throws the whole thing off because, you know, Superman, the actor, he's a regular looking guy, you know?
Right.
So it just.
Are you judging this new Supergirl?
She looks a little extraterrestrial. She's not ugly. She's just so like strange looking
like
that
it, an extra chromosome?
It just distracts from everything else. She's just.
I tell you, you are
her
so.
Own species.
Oh wait, that's right. I forgot about her. She's the one that was on House of the Dragons. She played the younger Millie Alcock.
And she's always smirking. That's the main thing. She's always got a smirk.
Remember she's the one who.
Oh, she was. That's her.
Yeah, she
Oh yeah, she's got RBF, right?
What's RBF?
Resting bitch face.
Right. Oh my god.
Am I wrong?
Like. See how she's always got like an expression, like a weird, unnatural expression.
It's not her fault. It's the parents.
It's the parents.
It is. It's a DNA combination there. But anyway, so we have all this stuff. And now DC's finally caught on to like, oh, shit, we have to keep putting out good stuff.
Because people are liking it.
Or we're going to run out of material, which they're not. I mean, there's so many good stories.
So many.
It's insane. So... We got the Absolutes last year. We got Absolute Batman.
It's doing very well.
Still
doing very well.
Insane.
It's great.
We sold out of every single issue and we're getting like 100 copies.
And they're selling out? All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Like, they're selling out like crazy.
And it's getting so many people in the
comments. So Scott Snyder's done it again, huh?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, he's great.
He knows how to write Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
The best of the 21st century. Like Batman writer, Scott Snyder's the guy.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. Of the 21st century, I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Well, who do you think is better?
Grant Morrison?
No.
Who am I not thinking about right now who wrote some good Batman besides Scott Snyder this century?
This century?
Yeah. In the 2000s.
Oh, in the 2000s? I think Chuck Dixon was still writing in the 2000s, wasn't he?
Was he?
But is he better than Scott Snyder?
I think he's pretty great.
Yeah, Chuck Dixon's good.
Yeah.
Chuck
Dixon. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he stopped in like the late 90s, but I thought he was still going for a little while. Maybe I'm wrong. But there's other writers out there that's written. But yeah, he's all right. He's not my favorite, though.
I don't know. I really like New 52 Batman.
Me too.
Mm.
I thought that was a good run. After all, it introduced us to the Court of Owls.
That's true. Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, so I guess we could go with that. The definitive, like, yeah, writer of Batman for now.
Yeah.
But that'll change. That always changes.
It always does.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Mora's
I'm just still bitter about how he ended
September.
It. You know, how he ended his Batman run.
Oh.
It got really bad.
How'd he end it? I didn't read it, all of it.
Oh, they had that, like, Floric Man. It wasn't Floric Man, but it was, like, some pod dude. And then they had, like, a flashback when it was, like, his early years, like, year one or something like that. And it was just awkward. Tom King, though, hands down, worst.
Tom really? King's the worst, though.
The worst.
That he wrote Batman?
Yeah, he wrote that War of Jokes and Riddles.
Oh, yes, right. I remember I asked you about that because that sounded like such an interesting, you know, story.
Yeah.
The concept. Like, wow, Joker versus Riddler. Okay. And then you're like, no, Kevin, it's bad.
Cool.
It's bad. It's bad, Kevin.
Remember
really
how
bad.
I was going to have you film me tearing the comic in half?
Is it that bad? Fuck,
it
dude.
Is really fucking bad.
How do you mess that up?
Really bad.
I don't know. How do you mess that concept up?
How do you make the Riddler a badass, like a buff badass?
Oh, he did that? That's so dumb.
Yeah.
And I usually like Tom King, but that sounds like a
fucking suck.
And the
Riddler's like just straight up stabbing and killing people and shit.
That doesn't make any sense at all to me.
No. It doesn't sound like
how did the editorial approve that?
They
sounds
like
some bullshit.
We're going a different direction with the Riddler now.
Mm.
Like he's a bolder, darker version. He's trash is what he is. He's done.
I got 2 weeks left, guys.
Make a wish.
This was my make a wish. Yep.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Which is interesting that he chose us, but hey, congratulations. You won the lotto, kid. Not in life, but you know, in this.
But I must say though, July 11th of this year, when Superman, I guess called now Superman now, not Superman Legacy, Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Superman. 2025. It has to work. It looks good. I saw that 5-minute reel. Looks pretty cool.
It looks good.
Especially with Crypto. I mean, Crypto, you know, looks adorable.
Oh,
looks very,
yeah.
Looks very helpful.
They're selling the shit out of Crypto. Dude.
They should.
Every kid is going to want to see Superman because of that. And that's what they're banking on.
And the robots, the robot servants.
Yep. Yep. The robot servants. Yeah, there's a whole sex thing with that, though, that they wrote into there. That yeah,
oh, like, a big that's sex not scene, true. That's
robot
not sex true.
Scene. I like that's the robots because they're from.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I like them from because they're from All Star Superman.
Have you read All Star? Yeah. Yes,
it's so good. Yeah. Kevin, have you read it?
Not all of it, but I need to.
It's such
good.
A great read. The movie though, I defer from you two because I don't think it'll be that good.
What? Oh,
yeah.
The movie was made for you. Don't you understand that?
No, I love Superman, but I don't think it'll be that good.
Crypto. You don't love Crypto?
I like Crypto, too.
It was made for you, young man.
But I will say, like, now knowing, like, the major plot points of, like, Lex Luthor is still, like, the number one bad.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. I'm like,
boo.
For me, it's not about that. I'm looking at all the other superhero stuff James Gunn did, Suicide Squad, Guardians of the Galaxy, and I have a feeling that this movie is going to feel like those, and it shouldn't, you know? And I'm hoping he'll be able to write, like, a serious superhero movie and not like some, you know, goofy bullshit.
Well, there are going to be some eccentric moments, I'm sure, because of this some of the characters he's putting in there. You know, Metamorpho, for instance. Metamorpho is going to be an interesting...
Yeah, well, his characters.
I'm so glad he put Metamorpho in live action. Yeah, he's just really ugly, though. They made his face all fucked up.
Well, I mean, Metamorpho's never a good-looking dude. Yeah. Let's be realistic here.
Mr. Terrific's in it.
Yeah.
Another great character to add.
T-spheres.
A weird looking Guy Gardner haircut's in it.
Can't wait.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. I love Guy Gardner.
So getting on that point then, we've got the Absolutes and stuff, and we've got Absolute Green Lantern was another one. Flash, Wonder Woman, Superman.
Is there an Absolute
Bad Manhunter?
Which was really good.
That
was good.
I have yet to read that one.
Oh, you
Flash
got it.
And Martian are the only two I haven't
Absolute
started.
Absolute Lobo? Is there Absolute Lobo?
Dude,
yet?
No.
Flash was bad. I'll tell you, Flash sucked. I told you before,
that.
Right?
Yeah, you told me Flash.
Kevin, have you read Absolute Flash?
No, which Flash are they using on this one?
Wally West, and it sucks.
Oh.
Which is unfortunate because Wally's our favorite.
I like Wally. Yeah.
That makes it even worse for you.
Wally's the best. You would think he would akin more to Bart, but no.
No,
not at all.
Yeah. He has he can pay attention, which is interesting. I thought that his age people didn't pay attention.
Well, if they focus, they can do it.
Yeah, if they focus hard, if you focus hard enough.
Absolutely.
You two can succeed in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we know this young man will.
So let me tell you, my favorite one of the rogues, right? And just one of my favorite DC characters is Captain Boomerang. They ruined him. They completely did. Ruined him. He doesn't throw boomerangs anymore.
What does he throw?
He doesn't throw anything. He has like a drone.
Yeah.
Shaped like a boomerang.
He's cheating.
Yeah, it's super dumb.
So he's Captain Boomerang, but he's using a drone.
Yeah, shaped like a boomerang.
God, I hope it changes. Like it blows up and he gets special powers.
I hope so, man. And then also, the main reason I didn't like it, well, you guys haven't read it yet, so it's a bit of a spoiler, but the whole time Wally West is just a whiny bitch. All he does is cry and, I hate my dad. So it sucks. It sucks because of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad to hear.
He's not like a cool, badass superhero. He's just a punk.
Ugh. Sounds fun. Well done, Jeff Lemire.
Yeah, I was disappointed because I like Jeff Lemire.
Yeah.
Now, I love this Animal Man run, and as you know, remember my experience?
I have the whole thing.
Like 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Lemire. Why were you mean to Kevin?
Yeah,
oh, really? He was mean too.
I complimented him about his Animal Man run. It was good. It was good. Right, we're at a Comic Con, and I know you get to the microphone, you get to talk to the people. And I said, "Oh, you know, Mr. Jeff Maris, want to say I really appreciate your run on Animal Man. I think you've done a really good job writing and blah blah blah." And he's looked at me like, "Yeah, thanks."
He said, first of all,
really?
Yeah.
Fuck you."
He said that to you.
It was almost like it in a way. I thought he might as well just say that. Why not?
Something like that happened with me and Mike Grell.
He did that.
Yeah,
he did you dirty.
Yeah,
did
him and
dirty?
Mike Grell have a beef. Mike Grell was like, "I hate that fucking kid."
Wow. Yeah. So listen, he was signing at like a store. I kind of used to frequent. I would go there sometimes. I didn't even know the signing would be there. I just showed up on a Saturday and he was there, and he just had such an attitude with me. I don't get it. I'll tell you what. I took the book, right? I was like, I told him, Mike, sign this for me, would you? And he tells me, okay, signature's $20. And I'm like, okay. So I don't want to pay his hat. Because he's just treating me terribly. He's like a mean, cranky old man. He's not nice to me at all. I take the book.
He took your money?
Slap him with it. The book to his cheek. Slap.
You really did that?
I rolled it up. He told me to kick me out. The store owner kicked me out. It was a whole thing, but he was terribly disrespectful for me. He reached over the counter, tried to hit me with his bare hand.
But you have to understand, he is your elder.
Dude, I was like 12 at the time. I was a little kid.
Well, still, he's your elder.
Yeah.
I'm making this up.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, this is an ongoing joke at the store that I hate Mike Grell. I don't hate him. I think he's a great writer.
But it's a good fictitious story.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Like, remember, your elders are important.
No, they're old. Yeah, you guys are just old people.
But without old people, man, there wouldn't be a world. Just like this.
Not the youngest crowd there, buddy. So you might want to.
Oh, I love old people. They're the best.
Well, man.
I go to retirement homes and bring them cookies and cupcakes. I might visit some of the viewers here.
Wow.
Did you hear that, Sean?
Oh, direct shots, huh?
Wow. Shots fired. I don't know if he listens to the audio podcast.
He does.
Does he?
He does.
Ah, surprised. He probably loved the Mark Waid one.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, I got to listen to that
one. We're
getting
a lot of really good feedback from the Mark Waid one, that it was really fun. So that's great. I was happy about that. So thank you guys. Those of you that listened, really appreciate that very, very much.
Now, after Superman, what else is going to be? We got Supergirl that's in development.
Apparently Clayface is going to be one of the early projects, which I think is unnecessary.
Oh, man, I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be cool, but like, does it really add anything? Same thing with Creature Commandos. It was cool, but like, do we need it right now?
No, but we're getting a sequel to it. We're getting the next season, season two, which is cool.
I'd rather the budget go to something else. Like, imagine if they did a Blue Beetle movie and it's Ted Kord.
Well, they're doing that's true. They're doing a Blue Beetle animated series.
Really?
That's
good.
I thought they were doing like a blue and gold live action.
No, they're doing a Booster Gold live action.
And it's not TV Blue and Gold, it's just Booster Gold?
Yeah, just Booster.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're putting Ted in it at all, but if they aren't, well, I haven't
gotten
the call.
It's like a part of his character.
You haven't gotten the
call yet. I don't know if you guys know, those of you that are listening, I created a web series called Blue Beetle, Ted Kord Returns. It's on Rumblespoon Productions page on YouTube, or you can go to rumblespoon.com and check it out there. Four seasons. I want to say four seasons in a movie, but that has yet to happen. So it's just four seasons.
Yeah, the web series is cool. It's pretty much like Ted Kord if he smoked cigarettes all day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm Ted Kord.
I just made that shit up. You don't smoke cigarettes.
Well, Batman was really popular at the time with Christian Bale, so I thought, I'm Ted Kord. That's how everybody had to talk, you know?
Well, it was like a Clint Eastwood type of voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great times. So what is it about DC Comics that makes you love it so much, Dom?
I'll tell you what, I read my comics, I don't just collect them, and I feel like DC is always easier to read. It's always straightforward. With Marvel, you have to read so much to understand it. They're always doing events, you know, read this issue of this series and this series and this series and bounce back and forth. With DC, if you want to read a story, you just read the monthly series, and it's real easy.
DC didn't have any kind of crossovers like that?
They do, but I think DC's more self-contained.
Oh.
Like, the crossovers are casually associated with it, in my humble opinion.
So Marvel is picking your pocket more than DC in that sense.
It's also harder to collect, because, like, you know, it's easy to get, you know, Batman issue 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but it's difficult to get X-Men 2, X-Factor 7, X, you know, this and that. That's why Marvel's difficult. Like, I have so many DC complete sets, and I read them all, and I can understand them all without having to get these tie-ins and this and that. Like, dude, I have an insane amount of complete sets of DC. I have the Omega Men, I have Booster Gold, I have Blue Beetle, I'm going to get Green Arrow soon, I have New Gods, I'm going to get Return of the New Gods, and the 86 New Gods, and I have the 84 New Gods, and I have... I have All-Star Superman. I have so many complete DC sets, and they're all great reads.
Man yet, so
Resurrection.
You need to work on getting him that.
I know.
Because we don't have it here.
We got it.
And the new Resurrection Man is great. Have you got a chance to read it?
I have not.
Oh, dude,
I'm going to try to
so
read it over
good.
The weekend. I'm off like tomorrow night, I think. So I should.
Yeah, let me know. I know you brought it up on the live stream.
Yeah, I'm interested
in that, because I love some Resurrection
Wait,
Man.
Can I give you a little bit of the premise? It's a bit of a spoiler. It's the premise of it. Do you want to hear it? So you know how whatever kills him, he gets that power, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you know, if he gets shot, he comes back bulletproof. Mm-hmm. So in this one, he dies of old age. Time kills him. So now he has power over time. Wow. So he's like crazy powerful now.
Oh, wow.
That's smart.
Yeah, wow. It's a really cool premise. And it's so like, oh, dude, it's crazy. I don't know how they're going to fit this into 4 issues.
It's only a limited series?
It's a
limited Black Label series.
Which is a bummer because Ram V is writing it. So I thought he was going to tie it into the New Gods.
Exactly.
He's killing it. Ram V, that guy can write, man. I didn't read his Swamp Thing run, but now I got to go back and find
him. Yeah, I didn't hear of him till the New Gods, which is great right now.
He created the new Swamp Thing, the other character that became Swamp Thing. I can't remember his name.
Oh.
But he becomes a Swamp Thing too. It's a great, great, like, he's an awesome writer. Like, the New God series is amazing right now. It's like, I think 4 issues have come out.
Yeah.
I've read the first three, and I love every second.
I think I've read the first two.
They're so good. They're so good.
Consistently good.
Yeah. Ram V, if you're listening, we would love to have you on the show, man. Honestly.
Is he a California guy?
I have no idea.
We have to look up the find where Ram V is his name.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, we're gonna be pivoting over to Teams from Skype anyway when we go to the live shows.
Or Zoom. Yeah.
If those of you that don't know that are listening to our audio podcast here on The Real Short Box, we also do a live show on most Mondays called Rumble Pop Live. It's all about pop culture, film, comics, TV, toys, all kinds of stuff, just anything and everything. And we do, we bring in a lot of special guests and stuff. So it's a lot of fun. We give away prizes a lot of times. It's great.
Ram V currently lives in London. So,
shit.
So
you
have to get lucky if he just flies out to LA.
No, why would we just do it over Teams or whatever the hell?
Teams, Zoom, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, whatever he prefers. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. Remember how we did it with Neil Adams? It was over the phone with
him. In New York, and he was in New York, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he didn't know at the time technology.
He must have been old, huh? Yeah, because he's been doing comics since like the 60s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was, he told us a lot. He talked a lot. Neil was a talker, man.
Man, it's so cool that you got to talk to him. He probably died before I was born, right?
No. He died like 5, yeah. Excuse me, not even that.
About, what, yeah, 5 years ago, I would say, somewhere around
there. I think it was 4 years. I'll tell you in a second. I think it was 2021.
Because, yeah, dude, he's great. Like,
yeah, he was alive.
Anytime I see one of his
covers. 3 years ago, 2022. So
there we go. Oh. Yeah, not long ago.
Oh, damn, not at all, yeah. How old was he?
He was 80, just missed his 81st birthday, so he was 80.
That is one old guy.
Yeah.
Like you too.
We're not 80 yet.
Well, we were.
My dad's turning 80. Yeah.
And he's still healthy?
Pretty healthy. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good signs. He's a good sign. Yeah.
That's my father-in-law.
You always look at your parents, you know.
That's true.
Stephanie.
And grandparents too. And grandparents too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Well, anything else you want to say about DC? Any key points besides the readability? The characters, what are you, some of your
power of the characters?
I feel like
the power.
With DC, the characters in general, I like a lot more DC characters than Marvel characters, because I feel like a lot of them have just better writing consistently and better concepts.
It feels like that, right? Like with for me when I was your age, it was the B and the C level DC characters.
I love them.
Gravitated towards where Marvel, I don't give a fuck about Pace Pot Pete.
Yeah, they have a lot of bullshit. DC's like B listers are my favorite.
Or Batroc the Leaper.
What do you do to
like,
you?
Just I like Batroc. He's cool. But yeah, like there's characters like Blue Beetle and Booster Gold we just mentioned.
I
love the Keith Giffen Justice League with all the kind of lesser characters that got thrown into there. That's one of my favorite runs ever. I have the complete thing. I love like
Mr. Miracle,
Captain Atom, Mr. Miracle, Animal Man. Animal Man's great. I have the entire Jeff Lemire run and the entire Grant Morrison run, and I haven't got to the Jeff Lemire run yet. But Animal Man's cool.
I'm doing it in reverse. I read all the Jeff Lemire, and I'm starting the Grant Morrison. I'm
like
2 volumes in.
I don't know. I just like everything that's DC. Like, there's almost no DC characters that I dislike.
Have you ever read Rebels from Tony Bedard? That's a good run.
I haven't.
Oh, you got to put that. Okay, so here's what he should do first. He should read Legion. Legion of Superheroes.
Right, Legion.
Oh, yeah.
L.E.
Right, mm-hmm. And read that whole run, and then go into the late 90s, early 2000 Rebels run, and then go to the Tony Bedard Rebels run. Mm. Tony, we need to get him on, too.
I know,
Tony,
he was cool. When we met him, he was cool, dude.
Yeah, we need to get you on for the podcast, buddy.
He was fun.
We need to have you in here. But that being said, I think that's going to be our time. I want to thank you, Dom, for being a special guest.
Thank you, guys. This is cool.
And thanks to Kevin. Thanks to WCBH Studios here for hosting Rumblespoon Productions, producing The Real Short Box here. So thank you guys for that. And thank you to the audience. We appreciate you guys very much. And please feel free to check out our live show when you get some time. And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at a fun, entertaining, and always educational comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.